Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
It's really hospitality reopening, the government deal and ministerial jobs. That's what's dominating the front pages, mainly here at home this morning. The story that caught my eye at the top of the news bulletin today, and it's the Irish Independence front lead as well. The 2 metre rule ditched for pubs if customers leave after 90 minutes is the paper's headline. The Irish Independent, Kevin Doyle, writing this morning that pubs and restaurants, they will be allowed to reduce the social distancing to 1 metre, but only if they limit patrons to just 90 minutes inside their premises. And the paper's reporting this morning, Fáilte Ireland has indicated that guidelines for hospitality revenues to be issued now ahead of the next phase of reopening the country on the 29th of June will include a reduced physical distancing threshold in certain circumstances. And the move to allow more people inside venues, of course, will be hugely welcomed by the hospitality sector. But the Independent understands too that in exchange, the pubs are going to have to enforce time limits effectively on customers, and sources say that pub goers and diners will be expected to leave after 90 minutes as part of the guidelines as well. Restaurants must reduce or stop the practice of allowing walk-ins to their premises, and a decision that only pubs serving food should reopen this month has caused a lot of confusion for publicans. But it's also been clarified now that in order to reopen in the short term, pubs must serve food at what they are describing as a main midday or evening meal that costs at least €9. I heard somebody asking last night, will soup and a sandwich constitute a main midday meal? We want to hear from you this morning. What's your view on that? I think there's no doubt publicans will be happy to hear the 2 metre rule is likely to be reduced to one, but 90 minutes after 3 months of closure, what happens to the publican who lets the customer sit for 95 minutes? I think the issue with this is the policing of this. Absolutely, it'll work in Dublin and in city areas. I've no doubt about that, but I just don't see how this is going to be policed. You'll absolutely have a bunch of really conscientious publicans who'll open their doors, they'll self-police this, but I'm not convinced that'll be the case everywhere. Will the environmental health officer come around every 90 minutes to check whether you've been in and left? I don't know. You can let us know. What's your view on this morning? A minimum €9 spend on a main midday meal, 1 metre distancing rule, and then cheers after 90 minutes. Get in touch with us this morning, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Just staying with COVID this morning, the Irish Examiner's lead story today, and Shane mentioned it there a few moments ago, really the current economic challenges as a result of COVID-19. Well, just the end of the beginning is the Examiner's headline in the front of the paper this morning. This is the Governor of the Central Bank warning that the country is only at the end of the beginning of the economic shock that's been caused by the pandemic, and that the long-term impact hasn't yet fully materialised. This is the Central Bank Governor warning that really with almost half of all mortgage holders working in a sector that's been affected by lockdown measures, the country faces running up a €30 billion deficit this year. And he said that some people will struggle to meet their financial commitments. Some firms too will not reopen. And according to the Central Bank's financial stability review, employment fell by 600,000 over just one quarter, and business sentiment too at its weakest point on record. It also says as well, you know, in addition to the high number of mortgage holders impacted by the lockdown measures, a significant share of households have limited liquid assets and income support payments and maybe insufficient to meet mortgage repayments in some cases. That story front page in the business section of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also on COVID, the front page of the Times this morning, half of voters say the schools should reopen as normal. Pat Leahy, the paper's political editor, writing this morning that voters overwhelmingly backing the government's handling of the pandemic to date, but a majority of those expressing an opinion believe that schools should reopen as normal in September. This is according to the Irish Times, the Ipsos MRBI opinion poll. A large minority of voters said the schools should reopen on only in a limited capacity. That story front page of the Irish Times. Let us know your view this morning. Should schools reopen as normal in September? You can get us too on Twitter at BreakfastNT. But the Irish Times lead story this morning is actually to do with government formation, and the Green Party members must decide if the climate measures that are contained now in the party's government deal with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are strong enough to make up for underachievement in housing, the economy and social justice. That's according to a member of the party's negotiating team. This is Dublin Central TD Nessa Hurricane. The Green Party's finance spokeswoman said that she has considerable concerns about the proposed economic strategy in the programme for government. More on that interview front page of the Irish Times this morning. Back on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, the paper goes with ministers scramble to save jobs at the top table. Senior ministers are being pitted against junior colleagues for the 6 coveted cabinet seats in the next government, according to the Independent this morning. And it comes after Leo Varadkar said that there is need for a generational change when selecting his next crop of ministers. But he also is coming under pressure too to appoint more women to the cabinet table. That story inside the Irish Independent this morning. Just staying with the programme for government, and if you didn't read the document in its entirety, not that anyone would blame you for not doing so, the Independent have a good piece this morning about the stuff that you might have missed inside the document. Pages 4 and 5 of the paper, things like, you know, carbon footprint labels, ways to better inform consumers about their own carbon footprint, a tax on vaping, a drinking fountain network, proposals to develop a network of drinking fountains across the country, teen sheds. This is similar now to the men's sheds, a commitment to establish teen sheds projects across the country, regulating e-scooters, reducing speed limits, cutting school book costs for parents, linking the Wild Atlantic Way to the Giant's Causeway, and a crackdown on influencers. Just some of the items you may have missed inside the programme for government, further analysis, and also the paper rates their likelihood of being actually achieved as well. Pages 4 and 5 of the Independent 2 this morning. Just staying with the Independent, and an €8,000 pay rise for local councillors if they back the party's deal is the headline on page 6 of the paper. Councillors in Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green who are being asked to back the programme for government are in line for a pay rise of just under €8,000 next year as part of the deal. The programme for government negotiated by the three parties commits to implementing the recommendations of a report into the remuneration of all city and county councillors in Ireland within 12 months of taking office, and the unpublished report recommends a salary increase of just under 8,000 for local authority members. That story inside the Irish Independent this morning. But to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about too today, the weather. Incredible the changes in the weather in the past number of days. Well, Met Éireann warning this morning that it's extending its status yellow thunder warning until this morning after warning of potentially dangerous lightning strikes as well. The National Weather Office extended the warning as thunderstorms rolled across parts of the south and southeast yesterday, bringing intermittent lightning strikes and heavy rain to some parts of the country. And the warning was in place for all of Leinster, as well as Cavan, Monaghan, Tipperary and Waterford until this morning. But there's also a status yellow thunder warning too for County Cork that had just expired there overnight. And there's more on that story inside the Irish Independent. A little bit of good news for those of you who've been working from home for the past number of maybe weeks and nearly up to 3 months at this stage. Almost 2/3 of workers who are currently working at home are unaware that they can claim tax relief of more than €15 a week while working from the kitchen table. This taxback.com survey found that 63% still don't know about the tax relief that's been advertised by Revenue for a portion of the costs that are incurred by working from home. There's more on that story. Interesting. Page 2 of the Irish Examiner. To this morning. Just to some of the other stories online and inside the papers as well this morning, having a sister can actually make you a happier person, according to a new survey out this morning. Earlier this year, researchers at the Montfort University in Leicester and the University of Ulster surveyed over 570 people aged between 17 and 25. They were asked about their psychological questions on various different topics, things like mental health, and the findings discovered that those people who had sisters felt more encouraged to talk about their feelings, making them much more optimistic. That story inside the papers too this morning. Also inside the Telegraph, page 13 this morning, segregated diet makes vegans more introvert than meat eaters. Vegetarians and vegans are more introvert than meat eaters, according to scientists who've carried out a new study that's been revealed in the Journal of Nutrients this morning. And they found that it suggests it could be because their diet causes segregation. It suggests that those who don't eat animal products are more socially segregated than those who do. There's more on that story, page 13 of the Telegraph. And just finally for this morning, The Sun shows off the lockdown enthusiasts, page 8 of the paper. This is, of course, the lockdown period has sent some people, I'm sure, into a complete phase of boredom. But it's also really brought out the creative side to many as well. And The Sun this morning shows off the newly built patios, the homemade nurseries, the DIY sheds and those who built their own pubs in the back garden, homemade bars and gin bars. Of course, you can let us know this morning what maybe homemade projects you've been carrying out. Anything creative? Did you do anything like that? You can let us know this morning on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.